This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Tracing the Development of Angels and Demons, Theological Consolidation, Conceptual Amalgamation, and Greek Influence. This paper explores the historical and theological development of angelology and demonology from the Hebrew Bible through the Second Temple period and into the New Testament. Demonstrates that what appears to be a fragmented understanding in the Old Testament becomes a unified framework of spiritual warfare in the New, through a process I describe as theological consolidation and conceptual amalgamation. I begin with the Hebrew Bible, where angels, Malachim, serve as messengers and agents of divine justice, while references to demons, Shedim, are sparse and undefined. I then explore Second Temple texts like 1 Enoch and Jubilees, which expand the spiritual world into detailed hierarchies, introducing watchers, Nephilim, and the disembodied spirits of giants as demons. The influence of Persian dualism and Greek cosmology plays a major role in shaping Jewish thought during this period. I examine how the Septuagint translated and adapted terms like Shedim into daimonia, setting the stage for the New Testament's theology of spiritual warfare. Paul's use of daimonia in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 20 echoes Deuteronomy 32 verse 17, revealing continuity with the divine council worldview. Paper also tackles the tricky question of icons and spiritual presence. Drawing on the Mizpah ritual from Mesopotamia, I explore how idols were once seen as vessels of real spiritual beings, and how Paul's warnings against idolatry confront not just physical objects but the unseen powers behind them. I apply this same caution to modern Christian practices, carefully distinguishing between veneration and potential idolatry. Finally, I trace how the New Testament presents angels as holy good servants of God and demons as holy corrupt. This dualistic clarity reflects the culmination of centuries of theological development, cultural influence, and spiritual revelation. By the time of Jesus and the apostles, the war in heaven had been brought to earth, and the church stood as God's frontline response. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!